Oh, hello there. This is How to Die Alone. Hey there. So it's the inaugural episode of the How to Die Alone. Yeah. Theme for today is jobs. I'm Stephen Henry. It's not Steve Jobs. We're thinking like actual jobs. I'm here with Matt Williams.
Hi, I'm Matt Williams.
And David Wayne.
Hello.
And so Matt, you seem to have some ideas. Why don't you kick us off?
Well, I guess since this is the flagship episode, I just wanted to get exactly what we're doing down, because I think we're just going to try to cover a range of topics each episode. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, we're just going to talk about bad versions of whatever topic we're talking about. So like this week, we're doing bad jobs. Next week will be bad relationships. Then like bad, what, birthday parties or like bad pets.
Figure why not, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I think if you take anything away from this podcast, it's that whatever we like, don't do that.
Yeah.
And that's how you don't die alone.
It's a general rule to life. Don't live
right.
Like us.
Yeah. Don't be like David, Steven, or Matt.
Yeah.
Or we're a combination of the three.
We're not good people.
Or what was y'all's like first real job, or like where you had to like make rent or like pay bills? Because like that's what I think a job is. Is like whenever you're like depending on it.
The suffering is part of it. Like the obligation.
Right, yeah. Like where you like pretty much where they're like, yeah, we've signed this paperwork, so you're ours now.
Yeah. You know, like I'm working because I want to get a video game this summer or something.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Fuck, I'm going to need a minute. David?
Yeah, I'll start. My first job you went?
Yeah.
I didn't start working until I was 18.
Charm
to be honest
life.
With you. Yeah, my first job. Well, right. Because my parents were like, you want a car, you need to get a job. I'm like, oh, fuck that. Like, I have friends who have cars. Like, why would I submit myself? Why would I waste my summers sweeping up shit for minimum wage at the zoo or
what
something?
Was
you
the,
know what I mean?
Was,
my first job was actually, it was a...
What was minimum wage or whatever it was at the
my
time?
My first job, this is, yeah.
A long time ago. Yeah.
It was a while.
I know, it's like 12 years now, right?
15.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been like 15 years. I worked at a... I'm from Virginia Beach, so at the oceanfront, there's a restaurant. I worked at the oceanfront restaurant called Planet Pizza. And it was themed after the restaurant from Toy Story that they go
yeah,
to.
Yeah, that's what... I was thinking about that truck.
The toy truck?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's in every like Pixar
so
movie.
So like when you go in there, there's like a big giant claw machine like yeah. at the middle of the restaurant, and there's like the little aliens around, you know?
Wow. Were they getting sued daily?
Or no, I don't know how they got away with it, but...
I think Pixar just didn't know about it. Probably. Like,
it's Virginia Beach. Yeah. I mean, like, come on, dude.
Every time someone's trying to take pictures in the restaurant, it's like, no, stop!
Yeah. Have to like edit the back.
Yeah,
we got to Photoshop that out.
Well, they didn't have the internet back then, right? Or just it was just the beginning
of
the internet.
Think I am.
It feels like 15 years ago.
It was 2003. Okay,
they logged on the computer.
Yeah, so they're like, please don't put this on your MySpace.
Yeah, right, it was 03. Yeah. Yeah, keep this off your live journal. Like, don't. I had a live journal, but yeah. So I worked there. I was a busboy, and
I don't know why that's so funny.
It was bad because it's the oceanfront in the summer, so like any holiday that came around was insanely crowded.
Right.
So like I remember working July 4th, and I had to bus tables, so I'm nonstop, but I'm sweating. Thank God I wasn't like delivering the food, you know, like, I couldn't be a server.
Right.
But I'm just like sweating, making like $6 an hour.
Right.
It might have been less than that. It was less than that. It was like around five something, like $5.85.
Yeah.
Because then eventually I became a pizza cook. Like, I wanted to get in the kitchen. Like, that, to me, was like...
Right, that was...
I'm like, dude, this is like, I made it now. I'm a cook. I'm not out here busting...
Career progress.
With all these fucking, you know, squibs out here. I'm not, like, slaving these plebs.
This is Valhalla.
Like, I'm actually in there cooking now, you know what
right.
I mean? But we would get tipped out,
I
remember.
I made it.
As a busboy, I got tipped out. I remember July 4th weekend, I made close to $100-something in 2 days.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know what the waitresses made, but they had to have cleared a lot, because if they're tipping me out that kind of money,
Right.
They probably made at least $500 or $600 a piece.
Right, because I haven't had to work in the restaurant industry. The closest I've had to that is Starbucks, and so I have no idea how that system works. Because it's like what the busboys, the hostess, and the waitresses.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Sometimes have to think about the bartender.
The kitchen staff is on salary. Is that it?
Yeah, we're on salary. No, we had two different sides. Like, we had the grill side that did, like, all the subs and salads. Right. And then I just did the pizzas.
Right.
Specialists.
So right. I'm back there throwing dough, you know what I mean?
Throwing dough for the dough.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's great, man.
Oh, my God.
We had all kinds of different pies. This is going swimmingly. But it sucked because I'm a hefty guy, and right. I'm in a tight kitchen with three ovens at 475,
right?
And I'm sweating. And I guarantee you, something had to have dropped into some people's paws.
Right? So it's like everybody felt like they were getting anchovies along with whatever.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it counterbalanced the sweetness of the sauce, so it was like a little.
It was like
a little salty in there, so it's kind of
right.
It's like on Kramer. I mean, on Seinfeld, when Kramer like made the pasta sauce naked.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I made it in the shower. That's where I cook now.
He's like putting the salad in there. It's so funny. Yeah, yeah. That job. I mean, it was fun. Don't get me wrong, because I was 18 and I was making
money. Really.
Yeah, I was living with my parents, making money. I bought my first car off of my second paycheck.
Right.
For $300. It was a 1986 Volkswagen Jetta.
That's what I'm talking about. I think, like, your first bad job always leads to, like, your first bad car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I guess that'll have to be another episode, because I feel like everyone's had a bad car. Well, and it's like, if you've never had a bad car, then you've lived this type of life that is just so above, like, most other people.
Everyone I went to high school with was like that. They all got, like, I remember one girl got a brand new car for graduation.
Right.
And I'm like, and I'm driving this beater. And I'm like, she got a brand new 350Z convertible, 2003. Yeah. Like, they just came out.
Right.
And I'm like, why'd you get that? And she's like, well, because I'm graduating. I'm like, you're supposed to graduate high school. Like, this isn't college where you elected to go to it. Like, this is something you're supposed to do. And
she wasn't like a teen mom or something, right? Like,
no.
The expectation was
she was, she was a really pretty girl and from a ritzy family. That was my high school. I was like the poor kid in high school that I went
poor
to.
Poor kid in school.
I can relate.
I lived with my aunt. I lived with my aunt. She lived in a nice neighborhood. So all the kids around them had money. But me, my dad, and my mom are living with my aunt.
Right.
And her two kids and her husband. So it was like they had the money, but we didn't.
Right.
So
yeah.
It sucked.
I got to look, you know, work at Publix when I was like 18.
Mm.
Yeah.
And speaking of cars, I had a car for about a month when I was working there. And then I totaled it in the rear end of a Lexus because I'm a classy guy like that.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, if I'm going to do it big. So,
right.
My friend was following
me home. Did you at least kill him?
No.
You didn't pull a Caitlyn Jenner?
The funniest thing is it was some woman had borrowed it from like her boyfriend or something and just
wow
just wrecked that car. But like the thing is at Publix, like my thumb got jammed into the steering wheel when the airbag went off, so I got like a whole bunch of blood pooled under the fingernail. They had to like drain it with a needle. And I went into work the next day, and one of like the grocery stock managers was like, "You know, you can't paint your nails." I'm like, "Dick, I did not paint just my thumb purple."
Yeah, you're not Penn Jillette.
Yeah, or Carson
or is that
Daly.
His pinky?
Carson Daly would always do the pinky black on like TRL.
Yeah,
I'm like, "What are you? Yeah. You're like 35, and you're like probably swooning over like 19-year-olds, or they're swooning over you, which is even sadder. I don't know which one's worse."
Once you get the crow's feet, you shouldn't be allowed to do like anything related with teens.
It's gonna be rough for Chris Angel later.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Johnny Depp.
Poor guy.
Johnny Depp.
I guess my first real job. It wasn't for like. It was like I was still living with my parents. I was a lifeguard, and. They called me.
You're a lifeguard.
Yeah, no, they called
slow mo.
Like I hated.
You look like a lifeguard, man.
Not beach lifeguard. I'm talking like pool lifeguard because I hated swimming. But like my friends were lifeguards too. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it's like I'll help you. Then like spinal injury. Like, that's what would happen.
You had the salami thing around you that you had to throw out there, that big float. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like a big fat salami.
Yeah, I can't even remember what it's called. We just, like, get the float.
Is there someone else who could do CPR and don't want hepatitis?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, like...
Like, I don't even want to get in this water. You know how many... I've seen so many kids in here peeing. Like, I don't want to get in
the water. No, actually, that was
Can I throw
time.
You a rope?
We had to go... we were coming out of the bathrooms one time, and my buddy was the head guard. He was like, yeah, so at the end of the day, we're going to have to change out the filters. And then he just, like, stops, points straight across the pool, and goes, is that kid peeing in the pool? And the kid wasn't just peeing in the pool. He was at the corner just, like, statue, fountain, like, cherub arcing it in.
So he wasn't, like, in the pool. He was standing outside the pool, literally peeing into the pool.
Yeah, like a drunk guy peeing in the shower. Like, into the shower.
Was he tipping a Capri Sun into his mouth? Like, y'all.
The kid had to have been, like five or six. Yeah.
Like a wife beater.
I think he did. I think he did.
I'm not even from this
city. He's drinking, like...
They were like, man, your son can't do that. And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. She picks him up and puts him in the pool.
Where he's going to continue to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like that was a punishment. Like, get in your piss.
Yeah, exactly.
Rub his face in it.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, my hold my duels. So he's like, gets in there.
Yeah, well, like, so, and the other, like, I may have the worst superpower ever. Because anytime a kid shit in the pool was always when I was on duty. Yeah. So, like,
we're 12.
You know, they're called, you know, code browns, of course.
Oh, yeah, code browns.
Yeah, so
it
like,
used to mean something different in the 60s.
Dude, so, like, it was terrible because, like, every other shift, like, we'd have these like babysitting services, what are they called? Like the daycares and stuff come in.
Baby jail.
Pretty much, yeah. And there was this one group where there's this one kid that always crapped in the pool, and I think his name was Austin. So they're like, Austin, dude. Yeah.
Sounds like something Austin would do.
Yeah. Total exactly. Austin. So yeah. So they're like, there was that one kid that, you know, peed outside the pool into the pool. And then you have Austin just like, I don't know, just straight up making new.
I just want to clarify. So you worked at a pool,
yeah,
and like a babysitting service would then come with kids.
Yeah, it was like YMCA a chaperone and stuff like that. Yeah.
So it's not even the parents of the kids.
No.
It's just some random lady or person.
Right. Yeah.
So they literally have no. They can't touch the kids or do anything about it. Really, they're
well,
just
no
like
one can touch the kids.
No.
I mean.
Well, obviously, I mean, come on.
Right. It's I mean, they can podcast, give a what stern talking to. Is that what we call
yeah,
it?
Yeah. What I'm saying is like, so when the kid acts up,
redirection.
Like, you just yell
let
at the chaperone.
Know your feelings.
Yeah. It's so yeah.
You're so peeing insane. In the pool has affected me in the following way.
So those kids can just do what they want. No wonder they're shitting and pissing in the pool every day. Like, there's no one to tell them no.
Yeah, well, like, Austin was, like, all, like, not indignant about it, but he was, like, really kind of, like, proud about it. Because he, like...
He had a real shit attitude.
Yeah, exactly. I get it.
I get it.
Yeah. And so, like, that was, like, my... and then I was a swim coach. And so, like, first you started at, like, 750 as a regular lifeguard. And then if you were a swim coach, you got a whole dollar tacked on to it, so you could make like $8.50. And so like, I hate swimming, and I had to take these courses on like how to swim and stuff like that. And then I had to somehow teach kids how to swim, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. But luckily, they're like free lessons sponsored through the city, so it didn't really matter anyway. So. So I think they ended up being okay, maybe in the long run. But they're like,
so you never taught anyone how to swim, is what you're
no,
saying?
No, I did. No, like, somehow I did, but it was like it had to have been just like incidental.
Matt was like a Johnny Don't. It's like,
yeah, don't do what Johnny Don't does.
They might have learned doggy paddling,
right?
Like,
yeah,
if that.
No, like I'm pretty sure. One or two may have drowned because of how I showed them how to do kick turns.
See that guy with the crew cup flailing in the water and not that.
Yeah.
Don't panic.
Right, exactly. So,
wait a minute,
yeah.
So it was actual like swim team. You're training them to do kick turns?
Yeah, so like once you get it to a high enough level, it was like level 5 or something like that. But it
level
was... Level 5? Yeah.
But I like that there's tiers.
Yeah, exactly. There was like you can start out with a bubble babies, and that starts at like 6 months and goes to like 2 years old, maybe something like that. Yeah, so they like teach them how to float and just.
Oh, I've seen that on YouTube. There's like people that do that.
Yeah,
and it's kind of weird. Have you seen the YouTube clip?
Were they like swimming? Like,
yeah, well, no, it trains them how to like, because if you have a pool and you have a toddler,
yeah,
they're like, if he falls in the water, they want him to be able to like float on their back to be able to not drown.
Right, yeah. Right.
So, but the YouTube video, it just, I remember watching it, it was kind of morbid because they're just like, they're like, oh, we're going to show you what we've learned or taught them. And they just like heave the kids into the pool. They're just like throwing like an 8-month-year-old into the water.
Oh,
and it's like,
wow.
Look what he's doing. I taught him that. It's just like, that's kind of morbid. Like, yeah. Why are you throwing a toddler into a pool?
Yeah. You're like, just to prove a point that, like, you're a good parent, I guess. It's. Like,
I guess, but it made me mad because I'm like, dude, you're throwing them into the pool, so you're only getting half the joy because they didn't drown. I'm sorry, that was dark.
Yeah.
I don't like kids, by the way. We're going to throw that out now.
Yeah.
I don't like kids.
I guess that's another thing. Don't have kids.
Yeah. No, don't.
If you can, yeah.
That's how you die alone. If you have a kid, they have to, like, by law or something, like, take care of you.
No, they
not
don't.
Towards the end.
Not towards the end?
When I worked in a nursing home, that was another
part. Okay, is that a bad job or is that just a job?
There were bad parts to it.
So. Okay, yeah, because I'll talk about psych hospital after that.
It was just so weird because, like, they would always want the kids to come and the kids would never come.
Right.
I mean, it would
like
never
adult
come.
Kids or like grandkids?
Yeah, like adult children because, you know, oh, yeah. They're in their, like, 80s, so their kids are, like, 40 or 50. And they just would never show up. So, like, there'd be an entire day where we're just in the ward, like, feeding them their grilled cheese and, like, green
apple
beans
sauce.
With bacon in it and shit.
Right.
And just trying to get them to die from high cholesterol. we got to rush them out, dude. We need to make room in this place.
We need that turnover.
Turnover.
which is
what you need in a nursing home, too. They don't get bed sores.
Yeah, I turn
oh,
over.
That's so. Oh, my God.
They got to pump the numbers up, dude. Next quarter, you know
so
what I mean?
Bad.
It's a business. Yeah. It's a business.
How to die alone, guys. Ignore your your elderly parents.
There'd be like three. There'd be like. Fuck, my levels are a lot lower than I thought they were. Mm-hmm. There'd be like three people, like three tables that actually had the children come.
Right.
And the rest would just be staring at them the entire time.
Jesus.
Like, I wish my kids gave a fuck.
So there's like three people meeting with their parents, and then like the rest of them are crowded around like just...
And I would ask them.
Having
be
like a
like,
mental orgasm over what's happening because they wish their kids were there, you know?
Yeah, it was like, you know, it was like emotional cuckery or something. Aww. Like that. Just,
yeah, but don't you have to agree to that? Or
what?
I've seen that porno, by the way. Emotional cuckery, it's great.
It was just so sad because I would go up and I'd be like, well, you know, like maybe next time they'll come.
Oh, God.
And they'd be like, well, you know, I'd be like, are they out of state or what? And they're like, no, they're like. 3-4 miles away.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God.
They pass them every day on the way to and from work, and they just don't stop.
Just totally forgot. Like they just dropped a dog off at the ASPCA or something.
God. Yeah. I mean,
like whatever happens to Grandma at this point, like it's on her.
I hope somebody picks her up. So bad.
Do you guys have a lot of pets there? Like, did you have pets for the?
No, you're not allowed to have pets.
No, they can't have pets.
They can't.
Oh, so in college, that was I did a. There was a psychology lab that we had where it was like doing a correlation with pretty much keeping the elderly entertained, and it was we had these different robots. It was like one was a Roomba, one was like a cat robot that. Responded to the sound, and then the last one was like a Aibo robot. So what they're trying to see was that like if because like, you can't have live pets because of like allergies and stuff like that, or like
they'll
maybe
to
they'll
feed
freak
them.
Out. Yeah, and so we're trying to find out if like you could use like artificial intelligence, but for like animals, pretty much to entertain the elderly or like provide. Like emotional stimulation for him.
So Edna's over there fucking petting a Roomba. Like, I think it's a cat. Like,
yeah, well, that was the control one, which was really
funny.
Put
fur on it. Like, yeah. Try to
executing meow protocol.
Yeah. Well, that was the funny thing, though, because like you had to have, like, they had college students. And what they did was, like, they made, like, a faux microphone and put it on top of a Roomba. And so, like, it was, like, when he had to interact with it, people were trying to see what, like, it would do, what it wouldn't do, whatever.
Finally, but, like, someone would listen to them.
Right. Well, like, but the funny thing was, like, we had these, like, senior citizens come in, and every single one of them knew it was a Roomba with, like, a little mic on it. And so they're like, well, that's a Roomba.
No, like, we have TV, all right? And there's infomercials here.
Yeah. No, but, like, every single one of the elderly people knew what a Roomba was, but it was at least 30, 70, or maybe 50-50 for the college guys that didn't know what a Roomba was. And so it was funny to watch them.
Oh, to think of their apartments.
Like, yeah. They're, like, trying to fix it, and, like, this 80-year-old waddles over and was like, get out of the way. Like, yeah. I know how to fix this thing. And you're like, what?
Millennials and their technology don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an improvised cleaning device. We had these in NAMM. Yeah,
right? I see, dude.
It was a flamethrower.
Yeah, we use these on Charlie.
You just clean out the whole forest, burn everything.
This one shot Agent Orange. So I guess the job that I had, it's kind of like a best worst job, was I worked at a psych hospital. And so we had a forensic ward where, like, pretty much like people that were ruled, like, not guilty by reasons of insanity. The ward that I worked on was called the East Hill Psychiatric Hospital, like EPH or something like that. And we had the psych patients that, like psychiatric and people that were, like, manic with bipolar and stuff like that. So, like, that place was where I got, like, bit, punched, slapped. Like, I got slammed into some chairs and, like, got my ribs busted and I had to
your ribs busted?
Yeah, I had to, like, be out of work for a couple of weeks, which is why I went to the forensic unit, which was, like, completely chill, because all anybody would do is just play cards, take their medicine, go to bed. And it was awesome.
I told you about that guy when I worked at Toys R Us, right? Like, the one who, like, this promising young black kid who's, like, 24.
Yeah.
And he left to
go. I haven't heard this.
To go work at, like, a mental health facility for, like, you know, the mentally challenged. And, like, 2 weeks later, I'm asking people on the team, like, so what's up with it? I think his name was, like, Kevin or something. And they're like, oh, yeah, turns out he got his head kicked in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, 2 weeks in? Like, that's got to be a record.
Yeah.
It's well, like the initiation. They had to jump, like, him in. You know?
They had to pull the numbers out. Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. This many days without a head stomp.
Yeah. Like, yeah, well, starting over.
That's what they had. They had they have this, like, intervention thing for, like, if somebody attacks you, but it's that type of thing that, like, does not work. You know what I mean? Where, like,
well, you can't tase them; they just get more into it.
Yeah, they start getting
aroused. Depends
which
one. They're like, that's one of the patients we call a no-no touch. But it was,
you guys
have
some crazy jobs. You worked on, like, psych wards and stuff. Like, that seems like fun.
Yeah, it was like, well,
you said it was good and bad depending
yeah,
on what
was
the
really,
moon,
like the
depending on if it was a full moon or not, the patients are going to go crazy.
That actually is a thing. Like,
oh, it is.
Yeah, yeah,
that's why they call them lunatics.
Yeah, I get it.
Lunar.
No, it's true.
Lunatics.
Well,
yeah.
I get that too. Whether you're making a pun or not, I still
not
get
a
it.
It's deadly
serious. Well, now
it makes sense. Well, one time it was Halloween. It was Friday the 13th, and there
the
was
14th
a full
is
moon.
The worst one though.
Wait, how was Halloween on Friday the 13th?
I don't know. Oh yeah, that's
true.
That doesn't
paradox.
Work. Yeah.
I mean, it isn't. I don't know the word.
You know,
for
I just wanted to be dramatic.
What
David.
Is it called when it's backwards?
Backward? Wrong?
No. Like 13 and 31. It's not an anagram. No.
Transposed.
It's not. Okay, yeah, it's transposed.
You transpose the digits.
So you're dyslexic.
It was Friday the 13th, and it was a. It was
you're
a
audibly
full
dyslexic,
moon.
Is what happened. Yeah. So it was 13th and the 31st at the same time.
You would think.
It was like that Offspring song.
Yeah.
Like he pretty flyed for a white guy himself.
Right. I guess I was like. It might as well have been Halloween.
Okay.
I guess
it felt like Halloween.
Were they right. watching Halloween?
Yeah, it might have been on. No wonder they get all stirred up and riled. No wonder. Yeah, we're watching Halloween.
It was a graveyard smash. I was about to apologize for that one, but I'm not.
No.
No, because there's always this thing where before they go to bed, like, they all have their medicine, let's say 7-8 o'clock, and then most of the guys go to bed, and it's always around 3 a.m when, like, either starts, like, sleep aids start wearing off or everybody has to pee, and, like, people will just, I called it the 3 o'clock zombie walk, because people just start shuffling out of their rooms to go to the bathroom and go back to bed.
Oh, yeah.
And it was one of the most eerie things that you could witness, because they would just shuffle out, like kind of hugging the wall, go to the bathroom, walk back, not talk to you, nothing. And you're just like, it was just like watching a husk of a person, like, walk by.
Yeah,
zombie snatcher type.
Yeah. When you wake up, you're in a daze anyway, so you just add the medicine on top of that, plus they're crazy. So it looks like a zombie.
Plus they're crazy. Well, and that was the thing, too, is, like, for the most part, like, people that, I don't say committed, but, like, psychiatric care, for the most part, it's, like, either anxiety or depression, and, like, those two feed into each other, but it's, like, feeds into each other for so long that it's kind of like, I was like, pressure and time doesn't always make diamonds. It usually makes a nervous breakdown. And that's what they don't tell you, because they want to be inspirational. I'm like, no, for the most part, it ruins your life.
Yeah.
So that was,
I'm looking forward to that.
Right. Yeah. But for the most part, like the people that you meet and stuff like that, they're awesome. They're just going through some shit, and then they leave and you never see them again. And so that, for me, that was the best part. It's like, if I never saw him again.
That's the ideal outcome.
Right, yeah, exactly. Like, yes. I don't want to go down the dark. It was like, well, maybe they did something or something was done to them. But it was like, that's what you want. It was like, I hope I never see you again. And that's usually, you know, well, it's a good sign. But even if you do see him again, I'm like, all right, well, let's just try again. And
It's like when I worked retail, and we would get, like, the EMTs or the firefighters. And I'd be like, are you guys busy today? And they're like, no. That's why it's a good day.
Well, right.
When they're playing cards, that means society is doing all right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So have you guys ever had a shitty job and had somebody tell you to stick with it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I got, like, one of those right now.
That's always, like, the person, too, that's like,
you not just, this.
No, like, the one at the job that you're just, everyone hates, you know what I mean? Because
right.
They're like, oh, you were a few minutes late. Like, they're always the one, like, getting on you.
I got,
because they're like the, you know, the one in charge or
better
something.
Better on than in, right?
Yeah.
I got
just stick with it. It'll get better.
I got a 15-minute long explanation about how I shouldn't be 1 minute late to Starbucks. I'm like, is this an appropriate use of either of our time?
It's like, you know, we just made the amount of tip. Tips in that, like, stupid coffee.
Like, how tight are these barista schedules? It's like, God.
Well, most of them have masters anyway, so, yeah. I mean.
Well, in comparative lit, yeah. But
yeah, right.
While they work on their novels. Which, of course, if you're working at Starbucks and you have a master's, good on you, but.
Well, they need that money to augment their scarf income.
When I drive to work, I drive past a McDonald's that's right next to a Starbucks. And I'm like, do I want a $1.71 coffee from McDonald's or a $4.50 Starbucks coffee?
But how much sass do you, how much of that is in sass?
I mean, it all depends on my mood that morning. Like, if I'm in a shitty mood, I'll go to Starbucks so I can walk into work feeling like I'm better than everybody else.
It's not just that. You can go into Starbucks and be indignant towards the baristas. It's like, that's half the benefit.
Yeah, but they're always so chipper, so I feel bad about, like, being mean to them. I'm you're obviously happier to be here than I am, and I'm the one that's getting service. Like, how is this possible?
I mean, that's one of the best policies they have, like, that if the coffee's fucked up, you just get another one for free.
Yeah.
Like, they'll just give you shit. Like, I waited for, like, 2-3 minutes in the drive-thru the other day, and they were like, yeah, just, your coffee's free. And I'm like, every place should be like this.
Right. Really? They did that?
Yeah.
Well, when they charge, like I said, $4.50 for a regular coffee. Like, it's not like one of the mochas or the iced macchiatos. No, it was just coffee, and it was like $4.50.
Well, it's because it depends.
Is that a venti?
Yeah, well, of course.
A venti's $3.60.
I'm getting a small coffee. What's that going to do? It's like a shot. I'm get a shot of coffee.
Yeah. Here. I'm just going to throw it in my face. It'll wake me up more.
You just spit it in my mouth.
Yeah. Just regurgitate what you had this morning.
So
I can just smell some coffee.
I mean, so we've been talking about shitty jobs, but what makes a job shitty? Like, well, of course, we say like the topics are always like bad jobs, and I'm just gonna say shitty because I think that's what we really want to say.
Well,
it's like,
of course,
what makes a shitty job?
Well, it generally, especially because when your first job, it's always gonna be some kind of like bullshit customer service. So right. The customers are always going to make the job shitty because not every day, but you'll have like a shitty customer come in that just like, you know what I mean? And they know they can be shitty towards you because you have to be nice to them. That
I think
whole
we all have that moment, you know, where we're like, oh, this job sucks. You know that moment where
best,
yeah.
The best part of the shitty job is that there's no obligation to stay. Like,
that is true.
Because, like, if you walk out, you're not counting on that reference from, like, Circuit City or, like...
Yeah, that's not there anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I got a call for, like, that I got into the graduate program. Bragging. And when
one
I
more
did,
more.
I,
NVD.
Huh?
NVD.
Yeah, it's nothing. But it's a lot of debt for no reason.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah, now we can't write it off anymore if we want to do a master's.
Yay.
What do you mean you can't write it off?
That, all right.
I went to high school and barely graduated, so
that new bill that
you
passed.
Need to educate me.
That new tax reform thing that passed fucks you if you do graduate level stuff.
It just fucks you, I mean, really.
Yeah, it's kind of the goal. In particular, like, one thing I do know is that, like, you can't write off like deductions for
or medical.
Yeah. So anyway,
but the thing is I got a call that I got into the graduate teaching assistant program and it was going to pay basically what I was making at Circuit City.
Yeah.
And I got the call and I'm like, so I have the job? And they were like, yeah. And I'm like, cool. I just walked out. I didn't even clock out. I was just like, fuck this place.
Some say you still clocked in.
Did you steal? Have you ever stolen anything from quitting a shitty job?
No.
You never
well,
did
like,
that?
Well, there's a difference between like taking some pens. And
oh, here
then,
we
like,
go. Come on, Matt. Break it down. What did you take? Like, I can feel.
No, for the most part, it's like
conscience
pens.
Is weighing heavy on you.
We're getting some ethical quandaries.
Yeah.
No, like the most for me is just like pens. I'm like, you can take a pen because like everybody takes a pen. There's always like a revolving door of pens at the. Like, if you're going to cash out and you have to sign something, like, somebody always takes a pen.
I said that in an interview once. They were like, is it ever okay for an employee to steal? I'm like, well, if they forget they put a pen in their pocket or something, I don't think it's a big deal. And her response was, I'm like, is that...
Yeah, I'm assuming you didn't get that job.
No, I didn't. She went home and just, like, opened her copy of, like, a manual Kant's literature and just beat her clit to it. Like,
Jesus.
She was like...
It's
that's
like,
what I did.
Listen,
oh, duty.
Listen,
ugh.
Our pen overhead is killing us, guys.
Obligation. We're
maybe
just
we shouldn't be getting
those
G2 pilots
topic.
Anymore.
What?
Dude, I tried to get them to order at my work. They're like, no. I'm
yeah.
like, come on.
Like
G2 pilot.
The,
like,
Staples
like,
that's how I know
expensive.
I'm an adult now. Yeah. Is that like I have a preference of pen.
Oh, me too.
It's the best pen.
Yeah. Like mine's the G2 pilot pen with like the Uniball.
The .07?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that's
a
refills.
Sweet spot. Yeah, that's a sweet spot.
I've always said that Lance Armstrong should pick up that as a name, Uniball.
Nice. Flick your big. Wait.
Flick your...
Wait, no, that's lighters. I'm sorry.
Well, they make pens, too. There's that meme where it's like the two most commonly pocketed things are made by the same company, lighters and the big pens.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's what you're saying. You pocket it from work and not realize it. I mean, you're not like fucking loading a filing cabinet into your car. You're like, fuck that. I'm taking all of this. You can keep the files. I just want the filing cabinet.
Yeah.
You're like, you just like, I don't even know, winch it to the roof of your car and like drive. It like just scrapes the paint all up. But, you know.
Just bungee and hand
your,
out the window.
Yeah, you laid
like
your,
the fireproof ones too.
Yeah, like, you laid your foot down.
Like 2,000
right?
pounds.
You're like, you're going to fire me, but I'm taking this fucking filing cabinet with me, all right? So that's stealing.
Right.
If you wanted to keep it, you should have, like, bolted it down. I mean, this is on you.
Yeah, I mean, this is technically your fault. You know?
Right.
If you wanted to keep the safe safe, I mean, you should have bolted it down.
I mean, look at me.
See, this is your fault.
Yeah. That's what we do nowadays. We just blame the person that did it. Or, I mean, sorry, not the person that did it. You blame the other person.
The recipient of the bad action.
Exactly. It's your fault. You forced me. You gaslit me into doing this.
I was thinking about that. Like, I feel bad for strippers because I think they're all kind of getting gaslit, like under the neon all day. All right.
Kind of.
I still don't even know what gaslighting means.
You get it, right?
Xenon. Yeah, I got it.
It's not funny, but I
get it. Yeah, but I get it. Let's see. Yeah, I think we can all identify with having like a bad boss. Like for the most part, I think I've had good bosses, but I think anytime that's like their number one reason why people quit is because they have a like shitty boss.
Yeah,
and like what makes a really bad boss like for you guys?
Well, I don't even know what makes a bad boss. To me, the boss in the boss in any situation. No, the boss is always the person that takes the job seriously.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a
not
shitty
always.
Job. Well, yeah, that's true, because, you know, yeah. They'll be like, oh, I have to tell you this, but, you know, can I still bum $5 off you to go buy some cigarettes or something, you know right. what I mean? Or like, hey, I hate to come down on you, you know, while we split this joint or pack a bowl together, but, you know, you really need to show up on time.
Right.
Just so they can say that they said it to their, like, higher right. up who's never there. You know what I mean?
I think we, like, when I was lifeguarding, that's kind of what it was like, was we were, for the most part, we're all friends. So it was just, like, kind of who had the stick today. He's like, all right, well, let's just make sure we do this. Don't let anybody die. And break.
Yeah.
That was like your daily pep talk.
Pretty much, yeah. It was like,
watch out for Austin.
It was like, Brandon, you on stand first. And he's like, ah, man, you suck. And I'm like, shut up.
There's one part in the job title. It's lifeguard. That's all we got to do.
Right, exactly.
No one's expecting these kids to have like pool noodles and baths.
Right.
So, speaking of which, if you're a lifeguard, why would you have to clean the shit? Didn't you have a cleanup crew to do that stuff?
No. No, it's a city. It's by the city.
I'd be like, dude, yeah. Like, wait a minute.
Like, if it's the beach, Mother Nature just like, trims it up on the shore.
Well, we have city trashmen can come by and like clean the pool out and just be like, dude, I'm a lifeguard.
Yeah.
I am not touching that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's how
my job is to guard lives, not clean up after them.
Right. That was one of those like subtexts. Like they just kind of slip
the small
in there.
Print. Yeah. In the application.
But the good thing is that like if somebody's shit in the pool, then you get to pour in the granulated chlorine and get everybody out.
And not just
so
that.
All you had to do was just like chill in the guardhouse while it like
Matt, you got
spread around.
You got resume building there. That's what
yeah.
you got.
Yeah. Exactly. Waste like management. Crowd control and
you
yeah.
have so many different topics you covered as a lifeguard.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like bloodborne pathogens.
You can like equate it to like, I save lives. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
In
it's
a
like,
way.
What
yeah.
have you done?
Yeah. What have you? I should be interviewing you. Like there.
It's like, sure, you deliver babies, but what have you done?
Right. I protect.
Well, they kind of save kids from drowning.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
When I worked at the grocery store, like going back to Dave, you were talking about like the people who got way too good at cars. This kid had like an IROC, right? And,
nice.
Like, he did not have a mullet, but clearly should have. And
one fanny pack.
One time he was fronting the baby food aisle, you know, like, pulling the shit forward. And, like, accidentally dropped strained carrots on the floor. And he came up and he told me, he's like, yeah, someone broke some baby food. Someone should probably clean that up. And I'm like, that's... Someone is you. Like, you can step into that role.
Yeah. Step up.
Wait, he worked there and he said that to you?
Yeah.
He's like, hey... Yeah, my job is to notice the problem. Your job is to fix the problem.
Oh, that was...
and
that
he was like, I don't even need the job. And I'm like,
Well, yeah, that's one thing that happened to me.
That.
At that psych job, like, they're like, you're a tech, so you basically help... You're in charge of getting, like, all the daily stuff done. And we're like, are we going to have to change people and, like, help them bathe? And they're like, no, you're not going to have to do that. First day on the job, I had to help give like a geriatric patient a shower.
Oh, no way.
And that was one of those things that just got sprung on me.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I was kind of upset, but one of the guys that had to help me, I was like, have you ever done this? I was like, me either. And we're like, well, get it done.
Go to the cafeteria, get some salad tongs.
Right, yeah, well, but I think
well, but if
that,
they had told you
respect, like,
but if they told you up front, like, you know, you'd be doing this, would you have still taken the job?
Took it.
Like, I think...
Taken?
Taken, yeah.
This one beer did me in.
Yeah.
Just cracked the wafers open. No.
Took it, well, with Liam Neeson.
I think it's like if you know what you're getting into.
It's already happened. It's past tense. That's the second one. That's the sequel, Token.
Liam, I have skills, what, that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Token. Token 3.
Token 3.
God, we...
Do you have... That's like $1 million. My daughter.
I got skills. Particular sets of skills.
Yeah. Not English skills, but I have...
Yeah, yeah, imagine if you just proper, like, grammar, not grammar skills. Like, yeah, I got skills. I'm going to kill you. No, and that's... I guess it was like... It was like they told us you weren't going to help, like, with stuff like that. And then the first day I was on the unit, they're like... yeah, this guy's a mess. Help him out. And we're like, what?
Did he, like, shit himself or something?
Basically. Oh, and it was, God, like, before we got the... We had... it was a big mix of people. So we had... it could go from, like, adolescent, so, like, something that's, like, 16, to, like, geriatric. And this was, like, a geriatric patient that could not care for themselves. So, like, it was at that point, it was kind of like, well, you kind of have to...
Help, like, them, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
I mean, like, do they have hoses? I was kind of like, oh, like, I would just hose it. Someone off. I'm not fucking...
Oh, really? Where are they hosing a beer?
I'm not giving them a sponge bath. You know
what I mean? No, it wasn't like that, but it was just the fact that you had to...
Could they, like, clean themselves or stand up at least?
No, they can't care for themselves. That's what he's...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, so it you was... Know,
you're too nice.
So, well, it was, Matt, kind of like, yeah.
Did they ever seem bothered by it? Because when I worked in the Alzheimer's ward, they had no problem shitting their pants.
No, it
just
was
smiling.
Like, that was one of my friends.
You
told
guys
me about
had
that
shitty jobs. Yeah. Like, both of you literally had shitty jobs.
Well, that's what my nursing friends tell me, is that, like, they'll do that to you out of spite. They were like, oh, you're not going to get me my string carrots today? Ugh. Yeah. And then, like, they'll
yeah, my,
like,
girl's a nurse.
They'll
she
load
does.
It up.
She tells me some crazy fucking stories, and I'm just like, but she doesn't have to do it. She's an RN, so she just gets, like, the CNAs have to do it. That's so funny, because, like, you make less money than everyone else there, and you have to do the worst fucking job. No, like, that's how it always equates.
Right.
When I worked at a grocery store, and I dealt with more shit at the grocery store than I ever did working in the nursing home.
People would shit in the grocery store?
People would shit in the grocery store.
Shit in a grocery store.
Like, in the bathroom. Like, they would just blow the bathroom
ready
up?
For this. No, no. In the bathroom, it would be on the walls, up and down the walls, like it was the fucking Shining.
Yeah.
We would have to put on galoshes.
Oh,
and go in
God.
With a hose.
Well, they draw a mural afterwards? Like, what is this?
There's a drain on the floor, and we would just hose the shit off the wall.
God.
And there was one time someone had, like, taken a diaper off in the produce department and just let it plop on the floor. And, like, the produce girl who worked there was, like, she was walking along and just, like, slipped on the shit. Like, skidded on her shoe. Almost fell down. Was like, what the fuck? Oh, no!
Oh, my God. I'm suing somebody at that point. Or killing myself. One or the other. Like, you can't live past that moment without a lot of money or not living at all. Like,
right.
So. Can you just imagine carrying a box of cucumbers and you just, like, almost face plant into someone's used diaper?
Oh, my God.
Well, like, adult diaper or, like, baby?
It was an adult diaper.
Oh,
It was a full load, son.
Son.
That's what sucks about Florida, is that everyone's old.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
But, like, but it's
yeah, that's the only thing.
I'm like, that had to have been Winn-Dixie.
Yeah, right. That sounds like a Winn-Dixie story. You're a Sweet Bay. Sweet Bay, okay.
That's why they're not around anymore. Shit on the floor.
You just walk in there, like, you're shopping.
Kind of like you think about throwing peanut shells on the ground. It's like, well, you can take a dump in the produce or throw peanuts.
The Texas Roadhouse, they just throw the shells on the floor. Well, this looks like a good place to put my diaper.
Jesus. Yeah, and then...
All this fiber got me thinking.
Yeah. And then, of course, like, that's when you're like, I'm going to fucking quit. And your manager's like, just stick with it. Damn it.
I know.
I tried to bring it around again.
No, it's good. They stick with it, but, like, they just... I don't know, man. They just... You give them that screw face, you're just like...
Yeah. Oh, okay, so...
I'm like, do you realize what I just had to do, and now you want me to stick with it?
Look at me!
Yeah. You get to wear the blue shirt, all right? You're the manager. Like, you make way more money than I do.
It's like, you get to have the hanging lanyard badge. I have the stick-on name tag.
Yeah. One of us is wearing a dress shirt to work, and the other one's wearing a polo with the company name on it.
And it's always funny.
The boss here,
right?
Yeah, and like the pay gap's like insanely like different. You know, you're making like $10 an hour minimum wage or whatever it is now.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
Someone told me the
and they're making like $50,000 a year, and you're like,
someone told me
yeah, it's easier for you to stick with it.
The
yeah.
store manager at Publix makes like six figures. I heard, and I'm like,
yeah, well,
I don't know about that. Maybe the regional director.
Like Publix has a really good. Good, like corporate infrastructure, I think, where it's like you can actually move up into it, mm-hmm. and they actually like give you benefits.
Yeah, well, that's why our food's so damn expensive.
I'm not
yeah.
cool with the facial hair policy. That's where I break down with that.
Oh yeah,
can't have a beard. Or?
You can't have a beard. You can have a mustache for some reason, but they don't police
I never
it either way.
That.
It's
much more disconcerting is having a
like a pencil thin mustache.
Yeah,
well, it depends
like
on what
John
you look
Waters
like.
Beard like. Pencil thin mustache.
It depends on what you look like.
They don't.
That's the thing. And if you wear glasses, like the certain glasses, if you get those like Kip
the
glasses,
pedophile glasses,
yeah, you get Kip glasses from like Napoleon Dynamite. You can't wear that and have a mustache. No, his aren't big enough.
No,
but don't you have another pair that's like a little bit different than that?
They're just gold rimmed.
Okay, that makes the difference.
They don't police this with women though. They can have as much facial hair as they want at Publix,
right?
You could just have like a nice good patch
yeah, but
coming
I,
in.
How did that become the professional look?
Yeah, but
I worked.
What
I had
about
a
nice chin strap. Well, David, you totally had a chin strap before, haven't
no,
you?
No, I've never.
Oh my God, I thought I had.
I mean, I'm not Puerto Rican.
They made me go in the bathroom and shave once.
No, I like that whole professional look. It's like you gotta be clean cut, short hair, and you gotta like you can only have a mustache. Like cops are only allowed to have mustaches,
right?
Why? Like, I don't understand. Like, in the military, I get it. In the military, you can't have any facial hair because, like, you're crawling around in shit and, like, muck and, you know, whatever, if you have to.
How often?
But, I don't know, but still, like, that's the rules.
Like, Air Force?
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's the rules, and I kind of get that. But a cop, what does it matter if he has a beard or not?
I don't know.
I think it's more important that the cop don't have a fucking beer gut.
Well, yeah, of course.
What if he has, like, a sweet Fu Manchu?
Oh my God!
I've seen so many fat cops, and it's like, come on, bro! Like, what are you doing?
Well, when they started out, they weren't that fat.
Yeah,
they're supposed to have PT, but I think they're skipping it.
Yeah,
skipping PT for the DD, going to Dunkin'.
That's right.
I get it.
Well, they used to walk the beat. Now they just kind of drive up to it and sit there. They just cruise the beat.
They'll segue the beat.
Yeah, exactly. Paul Blart that shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Y'all kids stop over there.
I will get off this segue.
Yeah,
I will get off.
You were down that alley and it is too narrow for me.
what are the ones called now? Like the...
hoverboards?
Yeah.
It's not even a real hoverboard.
Yeah.
No.
Don't get me going.
Okay.
How's the hoverboard have something that touches the ground? That's
right.
Bullshit.
Yeah. So, like, I was just, like, okay, you know in Segway you have to, like, lean forward, but at least you have, like, something in front of you that you're leaning forward.
Mm-hmm.
But on, like, one of those hover-round roller things,
yeah.
I can't call it a hoverboard. But, like, it's just an aggressive lean forward. It's like, stop.
It's like Michael Jackson in
yeah,
the,
you guys can't,
the
yeah,
video
the
where
smooth
he just, yeah, he just leaned forward and
yeah,
woo.
That's yeah. It's like you guys can't see my hand doing the lean, but that's what I imagine. It's like stop in the name of the law, aggressive lean.
Yeah, don't have a mustache. That's the moral of this whole
okay,
little bit.
Yeah,
we
so
just
how
did.
Not to die alone again is don't have a like. Well,
if
you
have
a mustache, it's got to be rocking.
Matt is really trying to make this an instructable.
Yeah. If you have one of those mustaches, it better be like a Tom Selleck Magnum P.I. Like
I think this
thick,
is the most I'm
nice.
Hammer down to like how not to die alone.
No,
though.
Just a nice, you got to have a nice little lip sweater. Like nothing.
After
like a Ned Flanders.
Yes,
like,
dude.
Open
yeah,
your own
diddly.
Leftorium.
Crumb catcher.
Yes.
Yeah, no, of course.
Where like it has a mind of its own.
Right.
Like, when you talk through it, it kind of, like, filters everything.
Like, it's going to sneak off your face in the middle of the night and go into a matchbox.
Well, like,
no.
So, well, like,
when you talk, it filters out what you're saying and be like, let's put this a gentler way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the kind of mustache that's more appropriately pressed against a harmonica.
Like when you're playing, like, when the levee breaks, you know?
Oh, yeah. So good.
You know, as people with mustaches do.
So good. But if you have the glasses and you own a van, just stop.
Right.
I don't think the vans move much. They're stopping plenty.
Oh, yeah. Like right. The old ice cream truck.
All right, so here's a question. Have you guys ever had to do team building?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's how you make, like, a bad job even worse. Because for me, that's just, that's, like, one of the most insulting things you can do to me, like, as a person. That, like...
Team building exercises are, like, the UN sanction of job activities.
Right.
It's like, y'all are going to have to get along. Like, I know you
it's
two
like, no,
teams.
But I don't like them.
I actually like
come
them.
Come on, Israel. Come on, Palestine.
Okay, okay.
Hold on.
I got to hear Steve and then I'll hear David. So, like, you're saying, like, you'd rather nuke people than, like, work with them.
Yeah, because...
David's like, nah, it's not that bad.
Look, at my one job, we had to do a Lego robotics thing. Like... They brought in these kids.
That's more patronizing than actual team building.
Yeah, they brought in kids to lecture us about robotics. I'm like, bitch. Like,
I am a robot. I am a cog in the machine.
Oh, my God.
Don't lecture me on my autism.
God, that's funny.
That pissed me off so much.
You have to act impressed like the whole time or whatever.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Yeah, wow.
Neat. Neat.
I use the word
neat
a lot. Toys.
Yeah.
Say cool and neat, and they'll fucking love you, those little
kids. When you turn this knob, it goes faster.
Wow, that's great, Timmy.
All right. So,
how's your mom? She around?
So Stephen Henry is against team building. David Wayne.
Well, no, I was just going to say the reason I like those is because like you can always filter out like who you're going to hate based on how involved they are in the team building.
Right.
Like, the more enthusiastic they are about it.
Right.
Like, and not the people presenting the team building, like the people that are participating in it. You know what I mean? Like the regular fellow employees. The more
shadow.
Excited. Yeah, yeah. The more excited they get, yeah. I'm like, that's who I'm not going to fucking talk to because.
You know what right.
It's
is?
A good way to weed them out. Like, that's what I was. David, that's why I like them.
That's a lot like why. It bothers me when people are like, oh, I don't like people saying racist shit. I'm like, no, I want that because then I know who to avoid.
Exactly. You know, to right. filter out. That's why, like, everyone was hating on the Southern, the rebel flag when that shit, and everyone, or the Southern pride flag, whatever they want to call it, even though it represented, you know, the South or whatever. And I'm from the South. But I like that. Like, people have that on their houses.
Right.
Because people are all like, oh, how are you going to fly that flag? I'm like, that's great. That's who I know not to go to yeah. when my car breaks down. I'm going to go to your fucking neighbor's house and ask to use their phone.
Yeah.
Well, granted, it's, you know, yeah, we all have cell phones,
part,
but
like,
still.
The Confederate flag guys are going to know how to fix it, but you're just going to have to, like, sift through all that prejudice.
That is true. Yeah, you like, got to sit there and do it. It's like, how
like,
much?
They're going, hey, buddy.
You're like, I'm probably going to get a beer out of this. How much
right,
fucking
exactly.
racist shit am I going to have to listen
yeah,
to?
Yeah, because nobody comes to their yard. Anyway, so like they make
no,
because like,
there's like a dog out there like chained up to the right, fence yeah. next to like a truck motor and a couch. Like, you can't.
Gonna be 15 minutes yeah. of checking your alternator and 15 minutes of explaining
exactly.
about the Freemasons.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like, what kind yeah. of Southern pride
so,
person?
Well,
are
so
you?
I guess that just means like you know the risk that you're running for.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Like,
well, sometimes it's fun to talk to those people just so you can get a story out of it. You know,
right?
I think.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. Like, honestly, like, not to be racist. Or not, it's not racist. That's the word I'm saying. No, sorry. No. It's
St. Mark's.
Have you checked up your shoulders yet?
No, but, like, that's some of my favorite people to talk to is, like, people, like, not rednecks or not the Southern flag people. That's fine. But it's like, if I used to work at UPS, so I had to go into work.
Super
like,
racist.
Yeah, well, I used to have to go all the brown. I used to have to go into work at like 3 in the morning. So it'd be like 3 in the morning, and I always stop at a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And every time I was there, there's always like some black guy there, you know, some homeless right. guy or whatever, and asking for like a cigarette or like change so we can buy alcohol. And I'd hook him up. But I'm like, dude, you got to tell me a story first. And you just fucking okay. listen to these guys tell a story. Dude, you will. It's amazing. Like, you'll learn so much and laugh so hard.
Right.
It's crazy.
You'll learn so much about them and yourself. That's really
exactly.
Weird.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So that's my thing. Is like, just ask like an old black person to tell right. you a story when they ask for a cigarette or like a you know loose change and just and
well,
just
isn't
enjoy.
That called like is it capitalism? Is like you know goods and services being exchanged.
I almost feel like at a point, though, you're asking them to perform a trick, which I'm fine with, but...
Yeah, to an extent. But see, but they don't know it's a trick, dude, and they're just happy to have someone to talk to.
Yeah.
And they will tell you some of the craziest things. And you know it's true, because this guy lives on the street, so it has to be true.
There's no stakes. Like
Exactly.
What,
yeah.
What reason does he have to lie?
Embellish. Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
what
like,
is
well
he
even if he's lying to you, it could still be hilarious.
Still a good story.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So I was like, here's a hobo legend that's been passed down from generation to generation
and
for $1.
On top of that, to
you
the
know, this
house.
This is a dollar tale. Here's the $2, $5.
That's yeah. why I like John Jacobs' like News Force thing where he was talking to the people about the Seminole Heights filler, and all of those people are homeless. Like, they're all like, yeah, cool. Can I get some change?
They don't care. They didn't care at all. But I'm saying is, like, into the outsider perspective, you look like a nice person.
Right.
It's very self-serving what I just said, but that's what I like.
It's all about the optics.
This is why I'm going to die alone, because I'm so self-serving.
Yeah, but at least you have a, like...
Well, that's the thing, though. Like, it's really hard to have pure charity. Like, unless you're just going around the neighborhood throwing shoes in the back of your car or something.
Yeah, like, someone asked about, like...
Everyone has some free shoes. Like, if you're going around and you're, like, giving them to people so you can, like, be face-to-face, like, here's a gift. It's like...
Right.
It's not really pure altruism.
Yeah, well, that's my favorite thing. It's like, people are like, I'm like, you know, like you're, like you've met people like that, I'm sure. Like, you just know, like.
You don't know me.
No, but like.
You assume I've met people. Yeah,
but like, they'll volunteer at the soup kitchen on the weekend so they can talk about how they volunteered at the soup kitchen on Monday.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's like, you're not doing it. To purely do it, you're doing it to seem like you're a good person,
right? That was,
and that makes you, in my mind, a worse person than people, than other people, whatever. So,
yeah, it's like you're like saving your ego. Like if you saw somebody that was like broken down on the side of the road,
do you mean their car or the person's broken down?
Both.
Well, like it's always both. Pumps. Like nobody breaks down and has like their life together. It just seems like it's always someone that's like.
Well, you don't break down with a new car, typically.
Usually. Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Well, like, that's what they're talking. It's like, is there such thing as true altruism? Because, like, if you pass that person and then you justify, it's like, well, I'm on the way to work, so that's why I couldn't help them. Even though you probably could. Like, let's say you would help them 30 minutes. That's not going to, you know, wreck the bank or, like, you know, help them change a tire or something like that. So it's like... Did you stop because you truly wanted to help him, or did you stop him because you didn't want to feel guilty for not helping him?
It's a weird thing.
I mean? So it's like that kind of catch 22.
That's why I think Mother Teresa gets too much credit. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, fuck that.
Like, she did all that stuff just so we can talk about her, like, for decades later to be like, oh, what are you, like, no. Mother Teresa? You're such a saint.
David. Yeah. Oh, my God.
David.
You're getting me started. I don't – did you ever – there's a documentary Christopher Hitchens did called Hell's Angel. It's about Mother Teresa.
No.
It's amazing because his whole thing is in a condescending British accent like only he has.
Which is even better.
Oh, yeah. And British accents make everything better.
If we did this in a British accent, like, people would think this is the greatest thing.
Oh, we'd sound so smart. Yeah. It's crazy.
They're like, Doc Brown, blah, blah, blah.
I can't do it.
He was talking about it and saying that one of the things was she like supported like Central American, you know, guerrilla factions and shit like that because they backed her. And then on top of that, she was like, well, it's okay that people get sick because pain is just like the way you get closer to godliness. It's like, yeah, when it's not you suffering it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. When you're, it's all fun when it's other people doing it. Not fun, but, you know, to be acceptable. And then you start going through it and you're like, hey, wait a minute. Like, this isn't cool anymore.
This sucks.
Yeah.
I don't like my hair falling out from drinking water.
Like, yeah. It's like, oh, I have dengue fever and it feels like my. Bones are shattering in my body.
Real Christ-like.
Oh, yeah. This is amazing.
Save. But, yeah, that was, like, the fucked up thing to me. Like, I had never thought about it that way because, like, there's so much in religion that's like, yeah, just, you know, it's good for you.
Well, I mean, but that's the thing is, like, you'd never really know anyone. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that's a nice guy. Yeah, well, you only seen the side of him.
You're
going to want to
end
him
on something that deep. Jesus.
Jesus. Well, I'm sorry.
We're almost to the end.
Did I go too serious?
No. Okay. So, like, maybe we can try to put a
points.
Maybe we can try to put a positive spin on this shit sandwich.
Put a bow on.
Yeah. So, like, I was gonna ask you guys, like, all right, aside from like doing stand up, like, what would your ideal job be? So, I guess I'll go. Hey, Steven, you first.
Ideal job besides stand up. I'm repeating the question to buy time.
Right. Or, like, I can go first since I already, like, wrote this out.
Yeah, go ahead. You already have it all memoed.
Yeah. So I wanted to be I'd like to be a storyboard writer for like Pixar or like DreamWorks or something like that. Like, I know that's kind of comedy driven, but now
or easy.
Like, yeah. Once I wrote about it, I was
like, so easy.
Yeah, I was like, all I have
writer,
to do is just like
storyboard writer.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, my life will revolve around boxes. Going, this is what's happening next. Acting it out.
Lives kind of revolve around boxes?
Pretty much.
Yes.
Some of them are glowing. Some of them are
we come from
sexy.
One, we die in one. I mean,
it's true.
Well, yeah. I wrote this down. I was like, oh, this. You know what? This is what I really want. And then John Lasseter had to step down because of the sexual harassment allegations.
You're like, oh,
that
fuck.
Dude's already out. And I was like, great. Fuck. I can't even work at Pixar without like getting diddled.
Did you have that connection?
Yeah, me and
yeah.
John
is that
Lasseter,
what it is?
Man.
You're like, yeah.
You and John Lasseter doing brunch every weekend or something.
Listen, man, he can down mimosas.
The Pixar is funny because like the real thing is easy is because I forget who told me John J. Murray or somebody told me that like they wrote like the first five movies in like a day.
Yeah.
Or they came up with the idea for like Cars on like a smoke break or some shit.
Right. Yeah.
Like I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
Like this is what he told me.
That completely makes sense.
They just like storyboarded, like they're just like, oh, let's just do a movie about animated cars. Let's do a movie about this.
Planes.
Yeah. And then, yeah, planes.
Oh, yeah.
And then
we'll just have
a fucking house like, float in the air.
What if toys had feelings? What if cars had feelings? And now they're like, what if feelings had feelings?
And then that's, the emote, not the emote movie. Was it
Inside Out?
Inside Out, yeah. Then there's the emote movie.
The emoji movie.
Give me some money. The emoji movie, that's it, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess at the end of the day, I'm just that smiling piece of shit.
You're like, well, they did it, so I can go out for like a cigarette and just throw out a random idea, you know?
Yeah.
And then they make a movie out of it. That's crazy.
Like, hey, guys, what if this boat can talk? And they're like, genius. Here's $1 million.
There already is that, and that Thomas the Train, and there's a tugboat one too. I think that
tugboat
talks.
One.
True story. My girlfriend's daughter.
I've
she watches
a tugboat
that
or two. Talking to me.
Tugboat Tommy. I think is what it's called.
Tugboat Tommy.
I think so. There's Thomas the Train and Tugboat Tommy. If there's not, there should be. All right, that's all I'm saying.
So now all I can think of is Tommy Gill as a tugboat just screaming at all the others.
He comes up, hey guys, what are we doing? Are we going to sit here and tow some other boats? There's Tugboat Tommy.
This is for the call.
I'm nailing it.
Oh, the levels are going to be fucked on this.
Oh, well, you know, in post, okay. You can edit that. So
that's mine. Like, I just, minimal effort, maximum amount of monetary gain.
So, I don't know. Mine's kind of a split between, like, an ideal this would be awesome but probably wouldn't be, and one that would definitely be awesome. Like, the one I would want to do that would be fun, but I'd probably be terrible is, like, game design, like video games.
Yeah.
But, like...
That seems stressful, though.
Like, actually,
exactly.
Like actually
like
putting deadlines. It into, like, coming up with it, or just,
coming
like, actually putting it into fruition?
Like, basically being, like, Cliffy B, basically.
I don't know who that is.
The guy who made Gears of War and Unreal Tournament.
Oh.
Yeah, but did he make the engine
nerd.
Itself, though?
I have no idea the depth.
Because Unreal Tournament engine's insane.
Yeah,
it's but, I mean, amazing. The people that come up with it have to be, like, some kind of, like, computer... not genius. I don't know the name.
Savvy?
Of it. No, what are they called?
Prodigy?
Savants. The degree. I can't think of
Confident?
It. No, the degree. Like mechanical engineering. It'd be like computer mechanical engineering, pretty much. Because you're engineering
engineer.
An entire...
Software engineer.
Yeah, software engineer. That's the word I was thinking of. I was trying to
there
think of
go.
The...
I got you.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the...
Eventually.
I would think the only other thing I would really want is to own and manage a really cool mini golf course.
That's not bad. I thought
that's
about
like a retirement
like a
thing.
Shop.
Like
yeah.
When you retire, you just buy a mini golf course and just like,
yeah. No, there's a doctor that like bought a that
I went
owns and operates a candy store, and I was like, I want to do that.
I went to a mini golf course in DC that was completely indoors.
Yeah,
and like.
the design layout.
Good. So
was
you
amazing.
Don't like you don't like going outside.
I almost shed a tear. I was like, "There's AC. This is magical."
Was it like glow in the dark in 3D?
No. It was all DC.
Of course, it's 3D.
I've been there.
No, it was all DC themed though. Like,
Okay.
Was it like Tron? But
no,
golf?
No. You you could putt around a passed out Marion Barry, which I thought was a really good touch.
These bitches trick me. You get a hole in one.
Oh, that's great, dude.
I feel like anyone under 20 is going to be like, who the fuck is
Marion Barry?
Yeah, that's one of those, like, what's one line that people under 30 won't know?
Yeah, right. We got to pitch that in. No, I went to in Virginia Beach. They have down at the oceanfront. They have all these crazy stores. So like after like Planet Pizza, we get off.
You can get keychains and postcards.
Exactly, right. Saltwater taffy like everywhere. Dude. It's great.
Did they have Jersey Shore turtles?
People would work.
There's these stores called Suns. The store's called Sensations, and there's one. I don't know why that's so funny. That's the name of the store. And every block, because like they do it like in strips. Like every block, there's a Sensation. Like every fourth street,
right? Because
it goes First Street all the way down to like 90th Street.
David, I'm imagining like a Key West native, like you know, geriatric Temptations cover band. We're the Sensation.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, there's only one microphone, right. And they all dance, and then they all like go to the one mic and sing. Yeah.
They all like move their walker.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
The famous at the Villages.
But anyway, down there, there's a store. They had an indoor putt-putt course or mini golf. I always call it putt-putt. That's branding. But there was a miniature golf indoor course that was 3D, and it was like glow in the dark, like neon.
Yeah.
So you had to put these glasses on, and it was creepy because there's like shit painted on rocks. There's like fish jumping out at you. It was intense. Right. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, like I just want to put a ball in the hole. Like, why am I like getting pop ups of fish? It was just creepy.
Right.
And it was next to a Sensation.
So is that what you wanted to do? Is that a 3D putt-putt?
No, I was just saying the whole...
You just enjoyed that.
Sensation was a chain?
Oh, there's like 16 of them down there.
There's several.
Just on, but it's just on Atlantic Avenue, just on the strip, we called it.
How long is the street that it wore in 16 souvenir shops?
It goes from First Street to 90th
Street.
It's like, you ever been to like Ocean City, Maryland?
No.
Or... You ever been to Jersey Shore?
No.
Okay.
I know what it is.
It's just like a long to beach. I imagine it's like that.
The way it works. No, there's a boardwalk, and it goes. There's a boardwalk that you can walk on and ride bikes on and all this shit and skateboard. It's like the ocean, sand, boardwalk, and then Atlantic Avenue.
Sensation.
Yeah. No, and then Atlantic Avenue is the road, and it's a strip, and it just goes, and you just drive.
Right. So I was just thinking if like the porn industry on that place, they call it Moni Island.
Moni Island. Dude, no, you couldn't even get tattoos or piercings in the city of Virginia Beach until like 2006.
It's hot.
You can't curse down there either. There's a no cursing sign. You can get a ticket for cursing at the ocean.
It's like
front.
Demolition Man.
I'm dead serious. There's only Taco Bells.
Yeah, there's
only
three seashells out there.
You get them at Sensation. That's the only way to get the seat.
Simon says bleed.
Fuck you. Burr, prisoner seat.
Fuck shit. Ass cut.
I'm dead serious, dude. That's crazy. Virginia, it's because it's like an old, like old people retire there. It's like Florida, but not Florida.
Okay. Well, like, don't we have to wrap this up? David, what is your dream job so we don't have to end on a low note?
Oh, okay.
For the dying alone.
It's going to be a low note because I don't know. Nothing. Like, honestly... Even stand up, I don't like doing sometimes. I'm like, do I really want to go out tonight? Like,
you don't really stand up.
Have you ever seen? Yeah, that's true. Have you ever seen Office Space?
Yeah.
They nailed it. Mike Judge nailed it with Ron Livingston's character. He just wants to do nothing.
That's the dream job.
That is
that's
a job.
You're jumping to conclusions.
No, it's just sometimes I don't want to do anything. I just want to lay in bed.
Right. That's true. Well, I think.
I'm lazy. I think is what it comes down to.
I think it's like if
laziness.
You have the job that you really want, though, like you can afford to have that day where you just do nothing. And those days are fucking amazing. I had that day yesterday.
Yeah.
Like my job's not even that good, but I could afford to do that. So that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, days off are the best days.
Oh, yeah. I'm on a nice little four-day weekend right now. I took Friday off. My birthday's today. And tomorrow I took off for my birthday.
Happy birthday, David.
Oh, yeah. Well, at my work, we get our birthday off. It falls on a Sunday, so I picked
Chuck E. Cheese?
Flagship birthday episode.
I'm not going to say where I work.
Oh. That's a good idea.
Good call.
So, like, I feel like even though we're going to die alone, like, that was actually kind of a nice little ending to the Dying Alone podcast.
Yeah. Doing nothing with nobody.
Yeah, nothing with nobody and just enjoying the shit out of your day.
I don't even want to watch Netflix sometimes. I'm like, do I really want to watch this? And I got to start the series and now I'm going to get into it. It's like,
let's take a nap so
that we can have a nap. It's too exhausting to physically commit to a Netflix series.
Not just physically, but emotionally.
Emotionally, mentally.
Yeah.
My eyes are open. It's like, oh, do I even want to open my eyes? Like, it's that point. Like I said, I should have died at 30. I should have died at 30 because...
You know what? I'm not going to die alone as long as I have my dog to cuddle up with.
Or
I have an animal trapped with me.
Yeah.
That has no choice but to be with me.
Yeah, or like I Am Legend where he had to kill his own dog. Oh, dude, I was crying.
That's what we always need is a hostage pet.
Yeah, exactly.
Hostage pet.
We can bribe it with, you know, food.
Chicken livers.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we'll start. Well, stop now and possibly, I don't know, maybe right. Start another one.
Well, I'm Matt Williams.
I'm David Wayne.
You got some plugs, guys?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Next episode.
All right.